Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt, and joining us on this morning's show, the Bob Surratt Show, is Mayor Thaddeus Jones, who's the mayor of Calumet City, but he is also an Illinois representative, focusing and representing the 29th district. One of you got to hit his phone here so I can talk to him. Thanks, Joe. Hi, Thaddeus. How are you?
I am great.
I know he's there. I just got to say hi. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
It is a great morning. I am on the side of the road, headed to Springfield, just listening to your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I loved what you said when you said, I empathize with the family of Tamara Clayton and her sister, Alma Hill, and every other family member that has lost somebody in an expressway shooting, which we've had 157 so far this year in 2021. And that's something you're paying close attention to, right?
We are paying close attention. And if you look at the numbers during the pandemic, we had 178 shootings on the expressway, which is just unimaginable that we had that many shootings and people are still not respecting our expressways and highways.
And it's frightening. So do you have inside information? Because I always wonder when I'm driving in, is it people that are driving alongside of you? Or are these coming from the side of the road? Or generally, where are those bullets coming from?
Well, I mean, I think the state police have kind of honed in that some of them are, of course, road rage, and some of them are happened because of, you know, some gang members going after each other. And some of them are just happenstance. If you can say happenstance about shootings on the expressways, just, you know, people who just want to commit crimes on the expressways. And as sad as that is, we still have people who are intent on shooting on our expressways. So this technology and this legislation is allowing a tool in the toolbox for law enforcement, particularly state police, to catch people who are shooting on the expressway. And it's about time we did it.
We're talking to Illinois Representative and Mayor Thaddeus Jones about the license plate readers that are being installed, 200 of them on Chicago expressways. And part of that came about because of the Tamara Clayton Expressway Camera Act that was signed into law in 2019, went into effect in January 2020, and they put some in, but now they're really installing them. And so how do they manage all of that data?
Well, before we did this legislation, we had to make sure we put in the fiber optic to allow the state police the ability to manage the data, and also ability to license plate readers came along after we passed the legislation. It's an added way that we're going to be able to catch the people who are shooting on our expressways. But I think the state police, they're ready to make sure that they get to work to catch these people.
And they say it's to solve crimes, not to snoop. But, of course, there are those who are a little bit worried about where this information will be used. Because remember when they came out with the iPass and people quickly discovered, oh, my gosh, it's the spy pass. It's showing up in my divorce court case.
exactly.
Yeah, that became.
That's not this.
That's not this. Okay. So no. Anything that they gather from our license plates, can it be used in court cases that are non-criminal?
No, the legislation specifically said that. You know, I heard groups like the ACLU were upset that we did this, but they are late to the table, and I guarantee you that the ACLU has not went to one family who was shot on the expressway. They have not talked to one family who was shot on the expressway about this legislation, and they weren't even involved when we passed this legislation. They had the opportunity to come to the table, and they never did. This legislation is strictly to give the law enforcement, state police, the opportunity to catch people who are shooting on our expressways. Nothing else. We're not going to use this in court for anybody who is speeding or anybody who pulls on the side of the highway and do what they do on the side of the highway. That's not what this technology is for. It's to catch people was shooting on the expressways, and that's it.
I can't imagine the sorrow. You know, there was a preschool teacher who got hit coming home from a Sox game last week and lost her life. And
yes.
The sorrow and the shock when state police have to show up at your door and tell you that a loved one has passed because of something so crazy and random like that. And so back to managing that data. I mentored a kid who lived in a very bad neighborhood of Chicago, and embarrass my privilege, but I had not been in that area before. And I took her home one night and she said, look, you got to roll. Don't stop your car. Just roll and I'll jump out. And I was inexperienced. This was like 10 years ago. And the whole neighborhood was blanketed with cameras, which, you know, are not in my neighborhood. And I said, well, you know, do these cameras protect you? And she said, no, I don't think anybody looks at them. But
yeah,
how?
Yeah.
So I know that happens in neighborhoods. Is there a commitment to really, once there's a shooting, there is going to be a team that is going to investigate what they see on those license plate readers, right?
It is. And think about the shock and sadness when state police have to show up to somebody's door and tell them that we haven't caught that person because we can't catch that person because, you know, we don't have the tools to catch them. This allows them to catch that person have the tools. Listen, the cameras are not going to be the end-all and be-all to the shootings, just like it's not the end-all and be-all to resolving crime in our neighborhoods. It is an added tool for the police department, and I can guarantee you that state police and law enforcement, they're going to have people monitoring the cameras and actually collecting the data so we can go after the people was shooting on the expressways.
Yeah, it's got to come to a stop. I mean, 157 already this year, and it's something that affects each and every person that travels in and out of Chicago. And I appreciate you taking the time to explain the details of what is going on today. You were one of the few people that would step up and do that. So thank you to Mayor Thaddeus Jones, mayor of Calumet City, represents the 29th district. And hey, by the way, what's the best place to grab lunch in Cal City?
You know, we can go to Tilly's, we can go to Chili's. Come on out. We'll buy you lunch, and we'll show you some of the good progress we got in Calumet City happening.
A lot of that is thanks to you. I appreciate you taking the time to call us. Have a great day in Springfield today.
All right, you too.